Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is. May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during this time of tumultuous and alarming change and ask you to guide us to our courage, confidence, and compassion. Enable us to heal from the past, be open to the future, and embrace the present. Grant us the ability to willingly shed our old skin and take the necessary risk to write a new narrative for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, enable us to place our heads below our hearts, to put people over profits, and to love others, for in doing so, we are remembering to love ourselves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So it is. Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Joja Pomeria and Saroma, the fiery essence that came out of the water to be a vessel for the divine. June is the second of three water months in this double fire year, a time for emotional releasing and peacemaking, according to the ancient Dagara medicine wheel from Africa. In America, June is a time for important endings like graduations and beginnings like weddings. Those happy endings of life wouldn't be experienced without embracing the patience, which is a divine timekeeper, and the persistence, a divine chauffeur. And all of that energy is what enables us to really, really be able to just love and have our happy endings in life. Now, in postmodern Western cultures that reward speed and abhor time-taking, slowing down, getting still, and waiting patiently with persistence, that is often considered a waste of time rather than the virtues that they are. So join me for these two live broadcasts and accompanying videos where I'm sharing with you my journey to deepen my understanding and appreciation for why and how we can wait for right timing, right relationships, and right alignment for sharing our gifts, our talents, and our genius. And tonight I conclude with the divine partnership of patience and persistence. But first, just a reminder, if you are listening to this broadcast live and you have any problem with your internet connection, you can listen over the phone at this number. It is area code 563-999-3089. I will be uploading a video of this broadcast to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And if you have any questions, feedback, or loving comments, you can share them on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, in my Facebook group, which is called Wisdom Walk Community, on my website, which is www.wisdomwalk2selfmastery.com, or in the comment section below the YouTube video. And right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. So, Wisdom Walkers, wow, here we are on what I never thought would come about in the United States, that we have Juneteenth as a national holiday. So it would fall on tomorrow as a national holiday, but today is the day that Black people have been celebrating Juneteenth for over 100 years. And so happy Juneteenth. And may this celebration of freedom be something that is felt by every American and every person on the planet, because we're all deserving of our liberated lifestyle. It is also today in the United States here, Father's Day. So I wanted to take a moment and shout out to all the fathers out there, all the fathers that I've worked with in the Wisdom Walk, and wish you a very, very happy day of celebrating your ability to support your children and do what is my highest purpose, to make this world a better place for children. So happy Father's Day, everyone. Now, I'm going to start off giving you the elemental wisdom for this week that we're in and for the following week. So today, we are one day from what yesterday, because it starts on a Saturday, was us emerging into a nature week in this water month. And the opportunity, which makes so much sense in terms of what's been going on this month, is about welcoming change. Be courageous. Open the door fully to the new transformative challenges and learnings which the universe is providing in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Receive the power of love and the supportive and playful energy of the nature element to experience the more of who you are. Yes, and so this Nature Week started on Saturday, and it'll go to this coming Friday, which is the 24th, and then on next Saturday, June 25th, we step into an Earth Week in this water month. And here's that opportunity. It's about receiving support, knowing that you are worthy. Embrace the power of self-love and honor the energetic of the earth element as you open yourself to receive what you need in order to be fulfilled, nurtured, appreciated, and loved. Be self-full. This is cosmic reciprocity for all that you have done to support others. You deserve it. Ask and you shall receive. Yes. And this Earth Week will take us into July. It'll end on July the 2nd. Now, just as a reminder, this Wednesday, June 22nd, is our monthly Earth Day. And as I always do, I encourage you to go to the Earth Day website, which is www.earthday.org. And you'll find many different ways that you can personally do just even one thing on a daily basis or even a weekly basis to help make this planet so much more habitable for all of us. I've been focusing on the Canopy Project, where they're reforesting areas in need of rehabilitation, including areas that have been degraded by either human cutting down of trees or environmental disasters. And you can contribute as little as a dollar, but I really encourage you to help them with this deforesting project called the Canopy Project. And then also I've been talking about signing their petition for what's called sustainable fashion. And again, they have a petition right on the website where they talk about fashion for the earth. Yes. And as I always say, and I truly believe that together we can make this planet habitable for the seventh generation, yeah, even a second one, that comes after us. Ashe. Okay, let me share with you my overview for tonight. I am going to talk about how we can engage the divine partnership between patience and persistence, and, of course, why that's so important. Then I'm going to talk about waiting in love versus fear. And then, of course, I will share with you a personal growth opportunity to strengthen your ability to master yourself. My opening quotes tonight, the first one is from Agwo David Emeniki, who is a poet, inspirational coach, and author of a book called You Are a Star. And he happens to come from Nigeria. And Agwo says, patience and persistence are the keys to unlock doors of success. With these two virtues, you grow in reasoning and experience. And my second quote is from the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., very fitting for Juneteenth Day. And Martin said, if you can fly, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Ashe. So, patience and persistence. A divine partnership. Divine partnership. And here's what I mean by that. The two of them are really meant to be working together. They need to be conjoined in your use of them, in your acceptance of them. I was making up a little creation story that would help you better understand, but I didn't finish it, but I did start it. But it's something like this where, you know, once upon a time, once before time, Creator made seven virtues and seven deadly sins to teach humanity the difference between what generates happy endings and what destroys happy endings in life. And so the very first virtue that he makes is called patience. This was a female. And the very last virtue that Creator makes is a male called persistence. And for those of you that know classically the seven deadly sins, patience would be chastity, and persistence would be diligence. But then I talk about, you know, that the Creator gives patience and persistence their own powers, and that patience is like the guardian, the first guardian of right outcomes, and also a divine timekeeper. And persistence would be the seventh guardian of right outcomes, because he's also the divine chauffeur, that which drives us to those happy endings. And, of course, their evil twins would be impatience, which happens to be a male, and then inconsistency, which is a female. And they have been given the powers of destroyers of right outcomes. And then when I do finish the story, it'll be about how patience and persistence realize that if they are only helping out a human by themselves, they can't do it. It just falls apart, and their evil twins are able to win. But when they come together and they work together, then they see victory. Yeah. Again, I think we really are in a time in human history to embrace the seven virtues, definitely, but especially the first and what I'm calling the seventh, patience and persistence. When you are experiencing so much turnover, so much change, so many things that no longer work, that maybe just last year worked, but now it's not working anymore, you really do have to cultivate patience. And you do have to have persistence being there with you, working it. Yeah, really important. And so if we can understand that just being patient is a mental thing, right? It's a thought, okay, I'm going to be patient. But the experience of it is where persistence comes in. Because there's a way to be patient that can be very loving, excuse me, and very, very beneficial to our ability to have what it is that we are waiting for and to really be able to embrace it, you know, to really have it to embrace it. And so I want to talk to you about that waiting and using patience in a loving way versus a fearful way. Because if you're waiting in fear, you're going to invite impatience to come and be with you. And impatience always brings along inconsistency. And so you're not going to get to your mark. You'll give up. You'll be like, it's taking too long. Or, well, you know, it's not for me, because if it was for me, it would have shown up already. You know, we'll go into those forms of disbelief. We'll let go of our dream, our desire, whatever it is that we're waiting for. So what I suggest is that, first of all, we got to shift up our perception and experience of waiting. We've got to stop seeing it as something's wrong, but we actually have to see it as a blessing. Yeah, yeah. It's just like rejection is protection. So having patience and the ability to wait, that is a blessing. Here's why. Waiting is an opportunity to be able to experience your blessings and happy endings in a healthy and a loving manner, because it removes codependency and enables us to strengthen ourselves for interdependency. And what I'm talking about with this is we cannot ever make what it is that we're desiring, what it is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a new home, a new car, a new job, even a surgery, you know, whatever it is that we're waiting for, we cannot make that become the source of our happiness. Yeah. See, that's the codependency. If I say, oh, just once I get this, I'll be good. I'll be so happy. You know, everything will be wonderful. Yeah. That's not a healthy thing to do, because the reality is the thing that you're waiting for, the thing that you're having patience for and being persistent about, that's not the source of your happiness. Yeah. It will contribute to it if you're doing the work and have the understanding that the source of your happiness is you. That's where it emanates from. And having a connection to a greater order and direction definitely strengthens that, supports that. But we have to be able to generate the happiness. Otherwise, I don't care what it is that would show up that we've been waiting for, longing for, desiring. If we don't know how to take care of and how to feed our own happiness, our own ability to be happy, there is nothing outside of us that can do it for us. Nothing. No. It may at first, it may seem like, oh, this is so wonderful. I'm so happy. I'll never be sad again, you know. And then a month later or sometimes 2 hours later, and you get hit and it rolls over you like, I don't feel right. Oh, I'm not happy, you know. I should be happy, you know. We go into all of that. Again, the source of your happiness is not the thing and not the person, not the job, not the car, not the house you're waiting for. Source of your happiness is you. So when we are put into a position to wait and we call upon our patience and persistence, yeah, we've got an opportunity to strengthen our ability to choose our happiness, despite whatever is going on, despite whatever is going on. And a way to actually practice that is something that was made popular by Goddard Neville and a woman named Florence Scovel Shinn and some other folks from the 1920s. So it's been like 100 years. It's really interesting. And this is very much ancient wisdom, but they were able to popularize it. And there are a lot of people out here getting access to that. There's a lot of YouTubes about it. So more people are getting access to this information that's 100 years old now and really thousands of years old. What am I talking about? I'm talking about that waiting can be done as if what you desire has already shown up. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You do it as if it's happening now. So instead of being in aching and longing and fear that it's never going to happen or I'll never get that house or that car or that relationship or that dress, whatever it is, you start to act like you have it now. And by asking yourself, what would that feel like? Yeah, you use your imagination and you start to think, like, what would that feel like if I had that now? Yeah. So here's some contemplative exercises for you to help you really value the virtues of patience and persistence, how we can keep ourselves on a daily basis using the time, the wait time we've been given to actually grow our ability to be happy and not be codependent on what we're waiting for, but actually experience it as it really should be, which is it's something that supports us in our happiness. You know, if anybody's out there thinking, I'm going to find my one, I'm going to find my beloved, and then I'm going to be happy, sorry, that's not how it works. You've got to be happy if you're really going to attract the right one person into your life. And then the two of you get to support each other in that maintenance of and growing of your joy and your happiness. So here's the exercise. Give you four questions to think about. Number one, what are you currently waiting for that you believe will make your life better? Number two, what improvements do you need to make within yourself and your environment to be able to lovingly receive that for which you're waiting? Number three, what are the three essential supports you need to make those necessary improvements? Yeah. And number four, what is one thing you can do tomorrow to demonstrate to your God, the universe, that you believe you can have that for which you are waiting? Yes, yes, yes. So do those exercises, and I'm sure you're going to be very, very, very grateful at how it helps improve your ability to be able to receive what you're waiting for in a place of feeling really, really good about it. Not just temporarily, but like really good, long-lasting happiness and joy. My Sarah saying that I'm using this month comes from this wonderful diary that she had where she kept all of these things written out. And this one says, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I'm changing myself. Ashe. So I am closing out tonight with, as always, shouting out to my wonderful engineer and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all, again, your loving support and for maintaining this platform for me to be able to do my wisdom walk talk. Also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there, and you know who you are. Those of you who have wisdom walk with me, and you know who you are. And to my family on the East Coast, in the middle of the country, and my dear family out here on the West Coast, who I got to enjoy some time with and eat a fabulous burger and some key lime pie this morning. This is so wonderful. To my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world like Asu and Ina, and to those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your willingness to listen, to learn, and to send this loving energy back to me. I'm so grateful. Now, this broadcast will be repeated over Black Hole Radio next Sunday, June 26th, and I will be uploading the videos from both of the broadcasts I did this month, hopefully by the end of this week. My next live broadcast will be on Sunday, July 3rd. My theme is going to be something around going back to the annual overview, the annual look at the year of the double fire, and let's look at what has happened over these last 6 months, and then that will help us to be able to revise or reset or renew our annual commitments. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Yes, yes, yes. So please have a very healthy and safe Nature and Earth Weeks, courageously welcoming change and being worthy of new support. Now, we're not out of the COVID pandemic yet. And in fact, Omicron and his brothers are back again and spreading very fastly, quickly, and, you know, it's just really crazy. So please continue to wear your mask, especially when you're in indoor space or on an airplane. And if for whatever reason you do have a problem wearing a mask, then you've got to strengthen your immune system, and you've got to avoid perceived safety, and you've got to practice science safety. Okay, and that's for all of us too, practicing science safety, not perceived safety. Wash your hands frequently. Do that. Use the alcohol wipes that most of the stores have when you're entering and exiting. And most importantly, folks, please, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.